Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Keep reading. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Is he talking about some sufferings that he's encountering in doing the will and plan of God for his life? He is. He mentions some things that are not comfortable, that are not easy. Verse, this verse, back up to verse 10, bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that goes with that verse we read in Colossians about filling up the sufferings that are behind. It's a suffering according to the will of God. The Lord suffered before us as an example, not what he suffered for us as our substitute. Verse 11, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Paul learned, when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. When it gets the roughest, it's when I get the extra boost of grace. And I got the presence of God with me stronger than it's ever been. Right? Verse 12, so then death works in us, but life in you. Keep reading. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Keep reading. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus will raise up us also by Jesus and present us with you. All things are what? All things are what? All things are what? Why are we going through all this? Why are we putting up with this? Why are we dealing with all this? Why are we paying such a price? Why are we sacrificing? All of it is for your sake. He's talking to the saints at Corinth. And he said similar things to all the churches that were under. Why are we doing this? Not to show you that we're holy. Not to deepen our piety. If it's not helping you, it's not right. It's not something we should be enduring. That the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. Keep reading. For which cause we faint not, for though our outward man perish, you know, all this can take a toll on the body and the outward man. Yet, I mean, faith is which side of the yet?
Yeah.
You're on. Yet, the inward man is renewed.
That's right.
Day by day. And this man knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
When you've been stoned and left for dead, but you get so quickened in your spirit that you stand up and walk away. And the next day you come back in town and preach some more. He knows what he's talking about. And he's willing to go through that. Why? For their sake, to get the word to them. Are you willing to pay some price?
Absolutely.
How many think we should be? We should be willing to sacrifice and pay some price to get the job done, to help others. 17, our light affliction. Oh, I like this. What's he calling light affliction? Stoning? Getting beat with sticks? Shipwreck? Marooned on an island? Snake bit? What's he call it? Light affliction. If that's light affliction, what's the stuff you've been dealing with? Ultra light. Your and my stuff put together is ultra light compared to that. So we need to quit whining and acting like babies about it. Come on, what do you think? Paul was here tonight. You could sit down with him after the service and tell him your problems. You said, oh, Paul, so glad I got this chance to share with you. I need to be built up, and I need you to pray with me. What do you think he'd say? I think he would bellow at you so hard, your hair would fly back on. He'd say, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. Quit that whining. What did he say? I will very gladly. See, here's the key to victory. The joy of the Lord is our strength. This moping around, dragging around, I'm paying such a heavy price, so hard, you know. That ain't it. You're doing something, but you're not doing the Bible. The joy of the Lord is your strength. When you can endure this kind of stuff and count it all joy and count it light affliction. Oh, I like it. Don't you like it? Come on, I want somebody to say it out loud. Light affliction. So what's your stuff? Ultra light. Ultra light. If his is light. And it's how long? Just for a minute. Just for a moment. It works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Come on, somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. We're not looking at our aches and our pains. We're not looking at the ugly grams. We're not looking at that. We're looking at people getting saved and people getting help and the kingdom being built and what it's going to be after this life.
Right.
Eternal. So compared to that, these little sufferings, light, light, light and momentary.
Right.
Light and momentary. Even the yoke of the call and service in the ministry, Jesus calls light and easy. My yoke is what? My burden is light. My yoke is easy. Somebody say light and easy.
Light and easy.
So where are folks coming up with all this hard stuff? Oh, it's so hard. It's just so hard. I've had people look at me like they feel sorry for me and go, oh, brother, I know the weight of the ministry has got to be so heavy on you. Trying to keep up with these churches, these meetings out on the road, and the weight of all this buildings and all this kind of stuff. Oh, brother, I'm praying for you. I have to bite my lip to keep from saying, don't. I don't want you praying that kind of prayer over me. Because I'm actually having a lot more fun than you might think. I have to admit there were times in my life in ministry that I took care and I took the burden and messed up and got heavy and lost my joy. Thank God not recently. I'm talking about decades ago. But the Lord had to correct me. I had the Lord one time in time of prayer. He chastised me. He said, are you the Savior? I said, no, sir. He said, quit acting like it. Are you the healer? I said, no, sir. He said, quit acting like it. He said, you're not responsible for everybody and everything that happens. Whether people are saved or not, or healed or not, you're not the Savior. You're not the healer. You're not the provider. You're not the protector. You're responsible to do what I tell you to do. And once you've done that, you cast the care of the rest of it over on me and you enjoy your salvation. And since then till now, I've endeavored to do that. And to keep you from wearing out before your time. And to keep you from preaching grumpy britches sermons. You know what I mean by that? I mean, if I'm all sour and I'm all down and draggy, try as I might, it's going to flavor what I'm preaching to you. It's going to come out like that. And I'm going to preach judgment and condemnation, and because that's whatever's in you is going to come out. If any freedom is going to get to you through me, there's got to be some freedom in me. Right? Such as you have. That's what you give. Whew. He said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. What are we looking at? We're not looking at this light and momentary trouble and problems. We're looking at the eternal weight of glory. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Can we put up with a little stuff for just a little while to see something so glorious? Be a part of something so wonderful? Something that lasts forever? Certainly we can. Certainly we can. Whew. Go to Malachi. Can you take some more? Hallelujah. Malachi, the first chapter. This will arm you. It will protect you and keep you safe from being deceived and winding up disqualified. So make sure you stay awake the next few minutes. Right? And get what we're supposed to get here. In Malachi, the first chapter, in verse 7, let's look at the Living Bible. The Living. He said in verse 7, when you offer polluted sacrifices on my altar, polluted sacrifices, they say, when have we ever done a thing like that? Every time you say, don't bother bringing anything very valuable to offer to God. The Lord's really displeased with His priests and His people here. You can see this in Malachi. You tell the people lame animals are all right to offer, sick, blind ones, and you claim this isn't evil? Try it on your governor sometime. Give him gifts like that and see how pleased he is. Keep reading. God have mercy on us, you recite. God be gracious to us. But when you bring that kind of gift, why should He show you any favor at all? I'm understanding just because you're making the right confession, that's not all there is to it. Your heart, your actions are involved. Verse 10, He said, oh, to find one priest among you who would shut the doors and refuse this kind of sacrifice. He said, I wish I had a preacher in the bunch that would shut the doors and say, don't come in here doing this. If that's what you're going to do, we're not going to have service. I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord Almighty. I will not accept your offerings. Now, their junk offerings was not all there was to it. That was a reflection of their heart. And God's always looking at the heart.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.